this morning's radio homeroom. I want to introduce our Keewaskum High School student reporters. Tierney and Matthew are here. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to have you guys move the microphone just a little bit closer. You just grab them and move them around there. There we go. That'll work. All right. So, how's it going?
Great.
Pretty good.
Well, welcome. Thank you for coming in, agreeing to do this. Appreciate it. So, tell me a little bit about yourselves. Tierney, you want to go first?
Yeah. So, my name is Tierney, and I'm a senior at Keewaskum High School. I run cross country, and I play soccer, and I am very involved within student council and just encouraging school spirit at our school.
Okay. And Matthew?
And my name is Matt Beagle. I'm a part of the Keewaskum football team. We've had a pretty good season so far, and I play baseball and basketball as well, and just a huge part of school spirit and getting student sections ready for volleyball games and other stuff.
Sure. Yeah, because just, you know, you kind of cross-promote the other athletics, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It makes it more fun that way, right?
Yep.
And the chance for you, you know, you see these football player guys out there kind of goofy at a volleyball game. Does that happen?
Oh, yeah. Our last student section was pretty good at the volleyball game. It was a Christmas theme, actually, and we all had Santa hats. One of the parents ordered Santa hats, and there's, like, good probably 100 kids there for the volleyball game. So for a smaller school, that's pretty good.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. All right. Well, let's talk about how fall sports are going. You want to now, cross country, girls cross country is in the fall, same as boys, right?
Yes, correct. So the girls, the past 2 years have went to state, so we're trying to, like, keep that momentum going. And the guys are, like, rebuilding this year, but they have, like, been off to a great start, so that's really cool to see. And we're just, like, a family and a team, and, like, everyone works together. And even though it's an individual sport, like, everybody is so, like, supportive of each other, and it's great to see.
All right. And Matt, should we look at football?
Yeah, our football team is playing pretty well this season. We're 3-1. We came off a loss at Plymouth, but we're hoping to bounce back at Sheboygan Falls this week, and that's at home.
Okay.
7:15 is the kickoff.
What devil position you play?
I'm a quarterback, actually.
Oh, okay. All right. And all right, so you gotta give me your Aaron Rodgers opinion. What do you think? Should he have just said, forget it, I'm done?
I mean, the way he played this Sunday.
The way he played Sunday.
Especially after all the stuff that he did all offseason. I honestly think we should just move on. But
Might be my personal opinion.
Yeah.
Might be time.
Yeah. Might be finally time.
Yeah.
Something new.
And Winston looked pretty good for the Saints.
Yeah. He looked 5 touchdowns, I think, right?
Yeah.
150 yards throwing.
Yeah.
So he played really well.
Yeah. So, all right. What other sports are going on this fall?
We have tennis going on, and I know a couple athletes are doing really well, and they beat Kohler, which was a huge win for them. So that was pretty cool. And then girls golf is going on, and I know a lot of athletes are enjoying that sport right now. And then, Matt, do you want to talk about
And then boys soccer is young, and they have a lot of new players and are learning to, like, enjoy the game as a team. Learning to be team players. And then our volleyball team actually made the gold bracket in the Wisconsin Dells tournament for the first time, I'm pretty sure, in a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really good by them. They've had a really good winning season as well. So,
all right. Awesome. Awesome. So I'm guessing that homecoming is coming up real quick.
Yeah, it is. So with student council, we have a lot of responsibilities with homecoming. And so it's the week of September 27th through October 1st. Some events that week, we have Powder Puff, which is Wednesday night. It starts at 6 p.m., so anyone who wants to come out and watch some girls try to play football, that'll be pretty fun. And we have some of the guys that play football that are coaching us.
Are you coaching?
Yeah, I'm one of the coaches. There's like 6 of us in the senior class.
Yeah.
They're doing it for our class.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have that, and then we have, like, obviously, dress-up days during the week, so that would be super fun.
Sure.
Yeah, and then Friday is our parade, which starts at 4:30. And prior to that, we have our pep rally, which the guys will play volleyball. The senior boys will do that. So that'll be fun. They're playing the staff.
Okay.
And, yeah, it'll be a lot of school spirit that week.
Yeah, because there was no real homecoming last year, was there?
No, not at all. No parade or anything.
No, I mean, you played the game, right?
Yep.
But that was about it.
It's really sad because last year, like, we had a student section, but it was outside the fence, and like it was all like very low spirit. And then I think that honestly helped this year with like getting everybody ready and like pumped up and has a lot of energy to like come out and support everyone.
Sure. Last year must have been, junior year for both of you, must have been very, very strange.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was just odd, especially for sports, not having everyone there and only having a certain amount of people you can take. And then you have to manage, like, what tickets go to who. And it was, especially for grandparents and other people in your family, it was hard to, like, get your friends there but also have your, like, family there at the same time.
Right, because depending on the sports, you got, like, four tickets, right?
Yeah, four tickets for outdoor and two tickets for indoor.
So that made it tough, but things are going pretty normally this year.
Yep. Yeah, at school, like, we obviously have the option to wear a mask and stuff, but it's really great to see, like, everyone's faces, and it really brings up the mood, honestly. Like, I remember the day we came back in the spring when we didn't have to wear a mask, and it was like everyone had 100% more energy than they did the day before. So it was pretty cool to see.
Sure. All right. What else is going on? Is that pretty much, or did we pretty much cover it all?
Yeah, I mean, we had like a great start to the school year, and it just seems that everyone is like glad to be back in normalcy. And I don't know, I think we have a great like chance this year for our sports. So that's pretty cool.
So you guys are seniors. It's going to be time to be considering what you're going to do after high school before too long, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you got solid plans, or what are you thinking?
So I'm thinking of attending Edgewood College in Madison. It's a private school.
It's a beautiful college.
Yes, it is. And I really liked it there. And I'm thinking of pursuing nursing, and I might play soccer there as well.
Okay.
And then for me, I've toured a few colleges. I don't really know exactly where yet. I've toured like Carthage, Dubuque. I went up to St. Norbert's and some other schools, and I'm planning on going in for marketing or finance.
Okay.
So that's my kind of plans for after high school, but I'm not completely sure yet.
All right.
Still trying to figure things out.
Sure. And you got a little time, not a lot of time.
Not a lot.
you got a little time, though. So let's see. What else? What's the best thing about being a senior at Kewaskum?
Honestly, I think, like, it's really cool being able to, like, have that leadership role and, like, be a role model to others. And just, like I think it's crazy that all of the younger students, like, when we're in the student section, all the younger kids, like, follow us. And, you know, like, they're just very, like, outgoing. And it's, like, cool to see that, like, that's on our, like, part and our control. So I think that's a cool part of being a senior.
Yeah, I think kind of the same thing was a big thing is the student section, like, being able to, like, lead the student section, but also, like, being a big part of it now, because when you're a younger classman, you kind of just follow along, whereas your senior year, you can kind of take control as a group, and then it just makes high school more fun, in my opinion.
Right, exactly. All right. Did we get everything covered this morning?
I think so.
All
right. Well, hey, thank you for coming in. Great to meet you guys. We'll see you on the second Tuesday of every month at about the same time.